Hello, this is Paige Estrittori from Financial Services Online, coming at you this Thursday, January 1st, 2026, with the weekly wrap-up of superannuation news in Australia. We begin our week with the industry that's witnessed a flurry of activity as individuals and businesses alike have recently been reviewing their superannuation schemes. The focus as the new year commences is undeniably on maximizing financial potential and stability. This week, we saw a renewed concentration on the new standards for financial advisors. Regulations have heightened, with increased transparency being the core of conversations. It's been widely accepted that this necessitates an advanced understanding, not merely of the superannuation landscape, but also of individual customer needs. Meanwhile, not too far from these discussions, we have the latest reforms from the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA. They have emphasized stronger governance and accountability within the sector. These reforms are expected to push superannuation entities to better serve their members, typically Australian consumers, companies, or both. Moving on, the conversation around self-managed super funds, or SMSFs, has rejuvenated. If you remember, we ended last year with a bang. The Australian Taxation Office, in an attempt to ensure compliance, scrutinized various SMSFs. The silver lining? It's led to the rise of a more prudent and responsible SMSF culture. Lastly, we turn to the association between superannuation and housing prices, a topic undeniably of interest to many Australians. The upswing in the housing market has led some to advocate for the ability to utilize superannuation in order to break into the property market. However, regulators and industry watchers remain skeptical about the implications this could have on secure retirements. So, that wraps up our discussion for now. For more insights and navigational help through the often complex maze of Australian superannuation, don't forget to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Every bit as crucial as the personal management of their own finances, Australian consumers and businesses have a collective interest to stay informed about our industry, the lifeblood of our retirement system. Till the next update, this is Paige Estrittori from Financial Services Online, reminding you to stay invested, stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe.